If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. Going through a divorce is just hard. It's hard on you, it's hard on your family, and honestly, it's hard on your finances.
Exactly.
We've both been there before. I've got Lori Melton from First Community Bank here with me again today. This is our final episode for a little while. I'm hoping to talk her into coming back.
We'll find something else to talk about.
But, you know, when it comes to your financial challenges that just are going to happen in a divorce, no matter how well you navigate it, we felt like we could spend some time talking through that from our personal experience and from our work life experience.
Exactly.
As a seasoned banker,
yes.
Lori's got some of that to pull from. So I appreciate you being here. I think we know divorce is very common, but I think we often forget to talk about the impact it has on people.
That's right.
So we wanted to take some time on that. We're going to talk about personal finance today. On our next episode, we're going to talk about retirement and financial investments. So if you know someone going through a divorce, or if you're going through a divorce, I encourage you to catch today and next week's episode to get those two perspectives to help yourself get started on the best foot you can. But for today, again, we're talking about banking specifically. So let's talk about, you know, you said the most important thing to start with is updating your bank, your lenders, credit card companies, all of those that you're in a separation or that you're going through the divorce to begin with.
That's right. Just because you're separated, the bank doesn't know, mm-hmm. and you have joint probably on everything. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to have joint, so if you want your name removed from something, you have to do that yourself. Mm-hmm. Your spouse can't remove you if you are a co-owner. So you need to make sure if you want to be removed that you can. Or if you want him removed, it's best for you just to go ahead and open it. And they are unwilling to do that. Mm-hmm. Then it's best just to rip that Band-Aid off and start from scratch.
Yes. And if you're in that situation, it may be time to go back and revisit our last episode about what bank is the best fit.
That's right.
And find a bank that's a good fit for you now that you're entering this journey single.
That's right.
If you've moved, make sure you're updating your contact information as soon as possible. I remember in the midst of mine, I got a speeding ticket for my ex. He was not happy. I just opened the mail, you know, like I don't pay attention. And I had opened it and I got the speeding ticket. And it was like, oh, and he was not happy that I got it. But if he had updated his contact info on his driver's right. license, I wouldn't have gotten it.
And especially your children mm-hmm. that live in your household and they go away to college and then they move on and they very rarely will change their address in their banking system because they bank online. They don't get their statements. Mm-hmm. They don't get paper statements and all that. And they think, oh, sometimes they'll even change their phone number. And so sometimes there's stuff floating around out there that you don't mm-hmm. know anything about.
Yes. So make sure that you update. And it's, as we've talked about before, communication is important. And the next thing you said was keep a close eye on your credit report.
That's right. And the biggest thing coming out of a divorce, you know, your divorce decree will say, okay, this person is in charge of this bill. This person is in charge of that bill. Just because your divorce decree says it, that credit card company is not saying that's okay.
Right.
So you are still liable for mm-hmm. that debt, even if they move on. And if they change their address and they move it, mm-hmm. then you don't know that they're making their payments or mm-hmm. not. So number one, if you're in that situation, you call the credit card company immediately and say, I would like to be removed from that account. Or if they refuse, and a lot of times they will because mm-hmm.
they don't want to necessarily have one person liable.
That's right. And when they said yes, it was a two-income family. So you say, okay, we'll close it. So mm-hmm. no new charges mm-hmm. can be made to it. Mm-hmm. And even in that case, you can be stuck down the road and not know it if you're not watching your credit report. Mm-hmm. Remember also that former spouse has all your information, so it's very easy for them to take out credit in your name. And a credit card is so easy to do. online these days, and you would never know. So if they used a different address, if you know, they could make up a lot of things on there, but they have your information. And sometimes maybe we'll be nice and say, okay, they didn't realize they were doing that. But anyway.
Yeah, we're just gonna assume that it's always on an accident.
Yes, we're gonna assume that. But check. So at least on an annual basis, every human being on the planet needs to go to annualcreditreport and look .com and look at their credit report and see what's out there, and that you're gonna catch fraud. But in a case of a divorce, I say every 3 or 4 months, go out there and get a look at see what's happening before it gets too bad. Because if you get a 30, 60, 90 day ping on your credit report, it's going to take a long time to build that. You can survive it. You can survive anything. Mm-hmm. And that's the big deal. Half of everyone is divorced. So it's talk to people.
Yeah.
They have systems in place. Talk to your credit card companies, talk to your bank, make sure they know, and they'll give you the advice that their particular company provides.
And if you have an ex who is maybe fiscally irresponsible, it may be better to go ahead and pay off the card or the debt.
That's right. And sometimes you can actually bargain with the credit card company and go, may or may not know someone who has called and gone, listen, I didn't know that they were not making this payment, or that was even out there still.
Okay.
You know, I thought that was paid off a long time ago. And you negotiate, okay, so it was a $10,000 balance, and because they've paid so much interest, because they've been making minimum payments, that they'll go, okay, we'll knock $5 off. But be prepared when that happens. They're going to send you a 1099, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that amount.
But you can pursue a civil suit if the judge said it's their responsibility and you went ahead and paid it. You can pursue damages in court if you have the ability to do that.
And keep in mind, what are the damages versus what an attorney's going to cost? So you need to weigh those odds. Mm-hmm. But every divorce has some amount of ugliness, and finances are typically the number one.
Yeah. And then once you get through kind of just the process, just start rebuilding. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you can't control what happened in the past, but you can control what your behavior is from this point forward. So, you know, things can get lost in the mix. A payment can be delayed or missed. Your credit takes a hit sometimes. And sometimes even just the expenses of the divorce itself make it impossible for either party to really stay on top of debts that are, you know, non-secured, especially. Usually credit cards are the last thing thought of. And in that case, you're going to have some dings. But what can people do to start rebuilding from that point?
Well, it's really good to, first of all, get a grasp on how bad it really is. Mm-hmm. And is this something that can be fixed in a short period of time? Or are we talking long period of time? Both of them's okay. You know, if it's a long period of time, you at least know. So you know and you're prepared. A secured credit card is the easiest way to build back your credit. So what a secured credit card is, you go to your bank and you put 500, I'm using this for an example.
Random amount,
500,000, whatever cash you can drum up, or you can even attach, you know, get something from a friend, a parent, or something like that. And they set that money aside. And for 2 years, you use that credit for that, and it's secured by that amount that's sitting there. So it's basically sitting there in a frozen account, and that bank is guaranteed that you're going to make that payment and use it. Use it paid off. Because a credit card unused is not going to give you what you need. You need to be using it.
And the way the secured card works, they'll say you had 500, then your limit is 500.
That's right. So if you think you're going to need more than of that, and if you need it faster, the larger the amount, the better to speed up that process.
Got it. So if you're kind of doing your taxes and you're going to get a refund, that might be a time to go ahead and start that journey if you haven't already made some progress in rebuilding your credit.
That's right. And I, again, say communication is key. And I know I've said that on every episode we've done, but let your bank know, let your credit card company know. Let your landlords know. Mm-hmm. Let all of those things. And don't worry about it, because it's, we've all heard every nightmare story on the planet, and mm-hmm. yours is not going to be worse than some of the ones that we've heard. Right. And so it's okay. And let them guide you. And most of the time, people have compassion, mm-hmm. and they will do their best. And
one caution to that, though, is if you're going to make a commitment, make sure you're not overpromising and under-delivering. If you say, I can pay it off in 30 days, make sure you're for sure going to be able to do that. Don't try to commit the world and then have to backpedal.
That's right. And, you know, medical bills are sometimes that way. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, I think I can pay, you know, $100 a month or whatever. And you think, oh, well, if I'm paying... If I give them something, they're not going to come after me. But if you told them 100 and mm-hmm. you're only sending 25, then yeah. they're probably going to turn that over to collections.
Yes.
And when you look at your credit report, it's very important to look at the collections piece, mm-hmm. because that can have a huge negative impact. And is it real? I would say every credit report I have seen with someone that has had a baby within the last 2 years, they're going to have a collection on there. Yes. When you have a baby, you have no idea how many bills you get from everyone that walks mm-hmm. down the hall, sends you their own bill. You think the janitor is going to send you a bill.
Yes.
But there's
it's
one
of... It's easy to let something
slip. It is easy. And sometimes you may have never... I mean, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, when I share that with the consumer, they go, I have... never seen that bill. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it was $300. A lot of times, cell phone companies, mm-hmm. if you left owing a bill, they're going to tack it on. Mm-hmm. If you changed companies and maybe you didn't turn your phone back in mm-hmm. or something like that, they're going to hit you with that fee. And so that's a big thing in divorce too, mm-hmm. when you're trying to split everything, you
something
know,
that. Messed up in that transition.
That is. And so if it's on there, get it taken care of.
Yes. And follow up. And, you know, sometimes it can be overwhelming. Just start with one thing and work your way through it. And the next thing we've got on here is establish new accounts, update your bank information on systematic payments. So many banks can't remove a holder. So if you and I have a joint account, unless one of us passes away, a lot of banks won't allow us to remove one of us from it. We actually have to establish a new account with just one of us.
Yes, most of the time, if you go into the bank and you want removed, you will get removed. Mm-hmm. Now, off of a checking account, but if it's credit, that's a whole different story. Mm-hmm. They do not have to let you off of that. So be, again, upfront, and they may want you to establish. They may want to split it. They mm-hmm. may want to redo that loan and go ahead and go, okay, you're taking 50 or you're taking 50. And they very well may not do that either. I mean, they don't want to go through the expense of redoing that.
I know
that.
In the case of like a house, if one spouse is going to stay and the other one is moving on, sometimes the courts will require you to get your own loan to carry it by yourself.
That's
the bank
right.
doesn't always care.
That's right. I saw a situation of a person who they had divorced, and it said in the divorce decree that he was to take care of the house payment. She did not get her name off of it. They wouldn't really allow mm-hmm. it, but she never followed up and checked on it. And she's like, okay, I just checked my credit and it's
toast.
And she didn't know why. So mm-hmm. I had her print it and we looked and he had been 24 or 30 times late on the house payment.
Woo.
I mean, so, you know, it mm-hmm. was, he was just paying it 35 days late every time or whatever.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my gosh, and then to find out that house had already been sold. So it wasn't new ones that were coming.
Oh.
So there was nothing that could
be done.
Nothing mm-hmm. could be done. Time was the only thing that could help her.
Wow.
And I like to report that woman is 100% solvent and was within a couple of years because she followed the rules that we told her to.
Mm-hmm.
And she did what she had to do to recover from the biggest disaster I've seen.
Awesome. That's encouraging.
Yes.
Like 2 years isn't a long time. I know it feels
really
like
it
isn't.
I mean, they had tax liens and a lot of things out there. of this whole other life he was living. And it's just one of those things that it can be, everything can be fixed mm-hmm. with a little time and energy and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And knowledge is the key here, keeping up with what is happening with your own finances.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to count that as your 2 cents because we're running yes. low on time. But, you know, divorce is hard and it can create a lot of chaos, but you can find your way out of the chaos with a little bit of coaching. And, you know, remember that nothing is set in stone, just like the credit score. Just because you've had some bad experiences in the past doesn't mean you have to carry those into your future. You have the power to educate yourself and grow and become stronger in the long run, just like your customer did there. So thank you, Lori, so much for joining me on these 3 episodes. It's really been fun getting to hear from your expertise and your experience, and I hope to have you back again soon.
Let's do it.
So thank you guys for joining us. We hope this episode has given you some action items to follow if you are walking through this journey. Next week, we're going to dig even a little bit deeper on this topic of divorce and the effect on your finances related to your retirement plan, your personal finances, outside of the banking world. So I hope you guys will join us and we'll catch you later. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wolf team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wolf Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.